أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقال الذين كفروا لرسلهم لنخرجنكم من أرضنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا. فأوحى إليهم ربهم لنهلكن الظالمين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described to us the discussions that took place between certain Anbiya, Prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, and their communities. And the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, the messengers of Allah, tried different ways to convince their communities and convince the people of Tawheed, believing in Allah, the existence of Allah, and tried to convince them to embrace the faith and the message with which they were sent. And we found that the community and the people kept on responding in a way that was unacceptable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the messengers did not give up. They tried. They still tried to convince them, asking them to think, to study the heavens, study the earth. They tried to give them logical explanations and implored them to use their reasoning and use their minds. And just by applying their minds and the intellect which Allah had blessed them with, they would eventually discover that indeed there is an Allah who exists, who has brought the entire creation into existence as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, eventually the people, and this was the attitude and the ultimate response of a community to whom Anbiya and messengers were sent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also suffered this when he was banished and expelled from the land of Makkah to Mukarramah. So you find every Nabi was threatened with this. Eventually when the people had no response, they resorted to violence. So, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in ayah number 13 of Surah Ibrahim, the disbelievers, those who committed kufr, they said لِرُسُلِهِمْ, to the messengers who were sent to them, لَنُخْرِجَنَّكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا, we are certainly going to expel you, we'll banish you, we will chase you out and throw you out of our ard. They attributed that land to أَرْضِنَا, this is our land, our locality. Don't come into our area, don't come into our community, our land, and try and convince us that what we are worshipping is false. أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا, or you can stay in our city on condition you come back to our faith. You embrace our religion. We are not going to embrace your religion. لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا, you come back into our deen and to our religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually could not tolerate this, the responses from their communities. And after a lengthy period of time, we find with Nuh alayhi salam, after 950 years, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to destroy the community. There was no hope, and it was obvious that they were not going to accept the message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed to the prophets, after they were threatened with being banished and expelled from the community and the land, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Anbiya, لَنُهْلِكَنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ فَأَوْحَى إِلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ, their Rabb revealed to them and inspired to them, that is to the messengers, لَنُهْلِكَنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ, we will certainly destroy the transgressors and the wrongdoers, the oppressors. وَلَنُسْكِنَنَّكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, and we will make you live in that same land which they claim to be theirs after them. Look at Makkah al-Mukarrabah. We have a glaring example. They banished Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from that land, and they expelled him from that land, and in the month of Ramadan. Many of us may not be familiar with this, but two of the greatest battles that were fought in Islam, the very first battle, the Battle of Badr, took place in the month of Ramadan, the 17th of Ramadan. And Fath Makkah, the conquest of Makkah, which was perhaps the greatest conquest in the annals of Islamic history, also took place in the last 10 days and last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. So we all have our battles as well that we need to overcome. Perhaps my battle on a daily basis is waking up at the time of Fajr. So my battle or my enemy is my sleep. The month of Ramadan, identify what are your battles, who are your enemies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them victory over such great enemies. Allah ta'ala can certainly give us victory over the little enemies that we have in our lives. Every one of us in the month of Ramadan, there's a battle that we are fighting. Let us see, identify your enemy, and you emerge as the victorious one, the one who has gained victory over that enemy of yours during the month of Ramadan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنُسْكِنَنَّكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. We will let you, O Prophet, we will let you live and dwell in the very same land that they claimed was theirs after them. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِ. But Allah says this promise, giving you victory over them, giving you the upper hand over them, allowing you to take over their lands, Allah says, this is a promise for the one who is fearful of standing before me. The one who is fearful of standing before me, meaning he is always concerned of his meeting with me in the akhirah and the condition in which he will meet me. وَخَافَ وَعِيدٍ. And this is for the one who fears my punishment. وَاسْتَفْتَحُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they sought help. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, they sought help from Allah. You and I also, in our battles that we have with those enemies in our lives, the habits that we have formed, the addictions that we may have, the evils that may have become part and parcel of our life, first thing you need to do is istaftahu. They sought assistance from Allah. Ask Allah to help you against your enemy. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist you and to help you overcome and to help you gain victory over that enemy in your life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَفْتَحُوا. They sought assistance from Allah. وَخَابَ كُلُّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every obstinate tyrant failed. Every one of them, as obstinate, as proud, as powerful as he was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every one of them failed in this dunya. مِنْ وَرَائِهِ جَهَنَّمٍ. And before him, that person suffered failure in this life because of his transgression against the Muslim, against the Prophet, because of his oppression, and because of his tyranny. Allah says, مِنْ وَرَائِهِ جَهَنَّمْ. And then there is Jahannam that awaits him. There is Jahannam that is before him. Allah describes some of the punishments that he will endure in Jahannam. وَيُسْقَى مِمَّا الصَّدِيدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he will be made to drink مِمَّا الصَّدِيدِ. مَاءٍ صَدِيدِ, pus fluid. The people of Jahannam, they'll be suffering from extreme levels of thirst never experienced before, and they will cry out for a drink. And what will be given to them to drink? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will be given pus that comes out, the dirty matter that comes out from the body of those people in Jahannam. A drink will be prepared from that, and they will be given that to drink. يَتَجَرَّعُهُ. With great difficulty he will swallow it. يَتَجَرَّعُهُ. With great difficulty he will sip it and try to drink it. وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُ. And he will hardly be able to swallow it. It will not even go down his throat. وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانِ. Allah explains the punishment that he will suffer in Jahannam because of his transgression against the Muslims and the Prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, death will come to him from every place. Meaning he will be subjected to such punishment under normal circumstances. That type of punishment would kill him. It would have destroyed him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتِ. Death will come to him. Death will come to him from every place. وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتْ. But he will not die. وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتْ. Because he's in Jahannam. So he will remain living and alive. He will not die, even though the punishment was such that would normally have killed him. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِ عَذَابٌ غَلِيظٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and in front of him there is a severe and a very grave punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the understanding.